This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Beef exports have climbed even higher while pork sits below last year's pace. We'll have more right after this.
Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias live.
The minute you get into a brand new relationship, like magic, you know who really notices just how happy you are, guys? Other women, not your woman. Look how happy he is. I bet I can change that.
August 15th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Convenience fees apply to all tickets.
The value of U.S. beef exports topped $900 million in May, the highest since June of 2023, according to data released by the USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said exports trended higher year over year to Japan, Mexico, the Asian region, the Middle East, the Caribbean, and Central America, which included a record month for Guatemala.
The second largest volume month of the year so far at 110,000 metric tons. It's the highest value month in the last year, the highest since June of 2023 at a little over 900 million. And I think there's a couple of drivers. You look at the numbers for Japan, 21,000 tons, up 9%. Mexico continues to perform well, up 9%. And another region that performed well in the month of May was the ASEAN region, you know, led by the Philippines, but also Indonesia and Singapore had fairly good months with a total of 4,600 metric tons, up 25%.
Hallstrom said pork exports posted another solid performance in May, but were below last year in both volume and value.
Mexico was down on volume just a little bit, 6% down at 91,000 metric tons. But the good news is that on the value side, even though we're down a little bit on volume, we're up a little bit on value. So it's another month in excess of $200 million, actually almost $202 million for Mexico. We continue to see the benefit of seamless trade there, led by hams, but we're starting to see shoulder meat, picnics, butts. We're starting to see loins. We're starting to see more variety meats.
Here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.